Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by...
Natalie Kaniza. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the show. We have... you know, our intern is a very big fan of you, by the way.
Oh, I just heard just now. I'm so shy.
Yeah. Oh, so really shy.
Yeah.
Are you really, do you think?
Yes, I am.
What, you've been on radio forever, though.
Nobody believes me when I say that I am, in general, a very shy person. People normally think I'm very arrogant or I don't...
Arrogant? Which part?
Well, I don't speak to people if I don't know them. So they're like, oh, she's so arrogant. And I'm like, no, I just don't know what to say.
I get the same thing as well. When people don't talk to me, they say, oh my God, what's she doing? Why is she so quiet?
I get the problem where people say, why has Richard not come out this evening? Why is he not joining us at the big party? And I'm like, it's not because I don't want to go. I just rather stay at home.
But you're at home every day.
See, you never come out.
Every time I ask you out, you don't want to come out.
This is the response I get.
Really?
Okay. Are you familiar with that?
No, actually, I like going out. I just don't like talking to people.
But okay, well, let's talk about you talking with people. I mean, Fly FM, it all started way back there. Tell us about that story. How did it happen?
Okay, see, I'm shy and I might be, you know, perceived as arrogant. I didn't really want to go into radio to begin with. I was just kind of working an odd job because I came... back from the UK on a summer holiday and I decided to stay longer because I missed my friends and I missed the food. And then I worked part-time at this audio studio and Fly Guy came in and he was doing a bunch of auditions for this new radio station called Fly FM. And he was like, why don't you audition? And I think when you feel that you don't really want something, you don't try too hard to be cool or to be funny. And then like when I finished the audition, he was like, we want you to work with us and you start tomorrow. And I was like, no, thank you.
I just did it for fun.
Yeah, I was just doing it for fun. And then my old boss said to me, like, she's like, you're kind of terrible at this job. Why don't you go try be a radio announcer? So I was like, okay. So I was 21 and I was just like, I'll go with whatever comes my way. So I did 10 years in radio after that.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a long journey.
It is a long journey, right? And how do you feel about radio now, looking back as an ex-announcer?
I still like radio. It's still fun. I like listening to it. But I don't miss going on air every day because I feel like I've lost the passion for it. Like there's other things in my life that I want to do. There's other things I want to achieve. So yeah, that's how I feel about radio now.
Okay, we're going to take a very short break in a minute. We'll quickly remind you we have a giveaway this evening. It's a BFM goodie bag. I don't know what's in the bag. We don't know what's in the bag.
We'll just fill it with some stuff. Like I said.
I'm not going in the bag.
Yeah, the question is, one man was well known for making iconic lion roars in The Lion King by growling into a trash can. Now, tell us who is he? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserves to win as well. And if you have any questions for Natalie, myself or Richard, you can actually tweet us at BFM TTON or BFM Radio.
That's it. We'll take a short break. Back after these messages, BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Natalie Kaniza. Hello.
Hello. Natalie, right, so earlier on you were talking about...
Fly FM.
Not just that, but moving on and doing other things that you think is important for your life. Tell us a bit more about that. What have you moved on to?
So after I stopped radio at the beginning of 2015, I decided to do whatever it was I wanted to do. So I stayed at home, I watched TV, I had lunch,
wow.
Dinner. I was like, freedom! A year, and in that time I actually went on holidays. I did everything that I felt that I couldn't do whilst I was on radio. We don't work many hours, but we don't get much time off, so it's hard to prepare for a holiday around like a week.
We understand, we know.
Correct, right? Then I realized that, you know, maybe it's time for me to do something and do something that I've always wanted to do. So I've always wanted to own something. I like architecture, I like interior design. I didn't open an architecture firm, I opened a bar. Actually,
wow,
the Berlin
KL. Yeah, the
Berlin KL.
Oh, that's yours.
Yes.
I know where I'm going.
I told you.
I know where I'm going now. Tell us about this bar. Yeah.
Okay, so it's named after the place that I was born in, Berlin. And it's kind of dedicated to my father because I went to Berlin during my Europe holiday. And I found that, you know, I hadn't been back for a long time. My mom divorced my dad. And I felt like I didn't know much about my own city. So I was there and I was like, I really embraced it. I embraced it for its dirtiness,
yeah,
for its history, for its culture. And I was like, why not do something that has that same feel here? Every single bar that you go to now kind of is very pretty. So mm-hmm. if you come to the Berlin KL, it's kind of dirty. It's very, it's raw. It's got the graffiti, the German style sort of stuff, but it's not a German pub or anything like
right.
that. It's just the feel of Germany or mm-hmm. Berlin, but with everything else that is, you know, like a normal bar.
I love the nightlife in Berlin. It's one of my favorite places to go and party, or used to be.
Did you party?
Yeah, believe it or not, I actually did. But the idea of owning a bar or something along those lines, I can completely relate to, and that's something I've been looking towards doing over the past few years. You know, every time my finances get to that point, I'm like, I'm ready. No, you know, you're never quite ready.
Yeah.
In my experience, how difficult was it for you to sort this kind of thing out?
It came down to a point where it's like, you know, I have, I would like to say that I'm quite imaginative, I'm quite creative. I like thinking about things and I always think like, oh, okay, I want to do this. But I've always been that sort of person who's very reserved and I'm like, I'm not willing to take a big risk. I'm always scared. I'm like, why? You know, like, and I think that's just true of maybe some people who are creative. They don't necessarily see the business side of things. Uh-huh. So when I got together with my other two partners who are more business minded, they were like, you know, it's now or never. What's the point of talking about it if you never get around to doing it? So we were like, okay, let's do it. And it was just like, you know, it was just, let's go step by step. You know, you learn as you go. And that's how, you know, the bar came about.
Right. You got a sense of achievement now then, do you think?
I feel happy. I'm tired because, you know, owning a bar, you're
It's not up, easy, right?
Yes, you're up for quite a long time, then you're up very early because you're trying to sort out everything else, especially in the early stages where now we have to figure out how to do certain things. Mm-hmm. But the sense of achievement is like, it's so big. It's like, it's yours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm working 18 hours and I'm still like, it's mine. I'm excited. I want to see how things go.
Right. Yeah.
So where's your bar located?
It's in Petaling Street. It's in the most ghetto part of KL. and that's exactly what we wanted. We didn't want a pretty place. We wanted a place with a lot of culture and we wanted some place where people would feel scared to go and feel scared to open the door even, but once you get in, it's like you see something that's completely different.
Mm.
And I think like in the middle of Petaling Street, something that looks like Berlin is really strange. Like people normally come in and they're like, is this a strip club? And I'm like, no. It's a bar. So yeah, that's why we wanted it in the middle of old KL.
Right.
Because we wanted that feel.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You know, for me, I am thinking of two reasons why it's a great location as well. One, you've got foot traffic from tourism as well, particularly around that area. And with it being something, you know, shaped, looking a little bit like, you know, like you say, a ghetto bar out of Berlin, you're going to get the Europeans walking in saying, I'm familiar with this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the locals want to come in and say, oh, this is different. I want to spend some time here.
Yeah, because I think a lot of places, a lot of bars and restaurants, they all look the same and they want to, they always explore and they want to find new places to go to, right? And it's a great idea. You want to change, you know, the people's perception and all.
But you were saying that you're working 18-hour days now, even though
I might have exaggerated that a little bit.
even so, I mean, at least you're not going to bed at like 8 p.m. in the evening and getting up at 3 a.m. preparing for a breakfast show or anything like that anymore. Right?
Actually, I did breakfast for the first year that I did radio, and I was like, never again,
right?
Because I'm not a morning person.
Uh-huh.
I cannot do it. Like it made me sick. I lost a lot of weight. I was unhappy. So I always said, like, please no breakfast, because that is just not what I'm cut out for, although it's fun.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, what were you saying? Yeah, I lost it.
No, I mean, you're right. I mean, because within this industry, you know, people love to kind of push this idea of how the breakfast show is the anchor of the station and it's the highlight and the strength. In reality, you know, there's a lot of announcers, and truth be told, they don't want to do the breakfast show because they're not morning people.
No.
You know, they really they really couldn't care less, you know.
Even I'm a morning person after doing the morning show for 3 years and I'm like, I'm done.
It's crazy.
It's tiring. Right. It drains you up.
Yeah, I mean, I've done breakfast, I've done evening, I've done everything in between. And the idea of kind of settling around 8 p.m. in the evening and doing a show around that is ideal for me. I get to sleep in the morning and then I can go out at night and sleep in all day until I need to do, right?
Yeah, but a good thing is when you do the morning show, you have like the entire half day to do your own stuff, right?
Yeah, but it's half the day of you not being able to function.
Exactly.
It was terrible.
And half of the day you're thinking to yourself, I've got to go to bed soon. I've got to get up in the morning. You know, and you just can't do it. You can't sleep. I've never found myself being able to settle doing it. I hated it. But anyway, that's just us whittling about being on radio. So you've got the bar open.
Yeah.
Other stuff, what else is going on?
Right now, my 110% concentration is on the bar because, we're all new to it. All me and my business partners, we're all new to this, so we're actually focusing on trying to get it right. We still have a few minor renovation works to be done to the place, so we're hoping for maybe like a media launch or a grand launch sometime in October, but we might stay away from it because we want it to be a little bit more underground. So we're still trying to figure out things to do with it, and I think all of us are just dedicating our lives to it at the moment.
Lovely. I'll be really interested to come down and have a look at that, actually. Right, it's time to take a very short break. We'll be back after these messages, of course, with news from Page 2. Smarty Pants, Natalie, looking forward to that.
Yeah, woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo! Yay. Can't wait!
And don't forget, we have a giveaway tonight. We're giving away a BFM goodie bag now. The question is, one man was well known for making iconic lion roars in The Lion King by growling into a trash can. Now, who is he? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
There's going to be some serious Googling going on to find that answer.
Lion
King roars into a trash can. There you go. Right, BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. We're taking a short break. Be right back.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
Natalie Kaniza.
So, nice little chat earlier on talking about Natalie's new bar. It will be at Petaling Street downtown. What's it called again?
It's called The Berlin KL.
And when will it be opening?
It's open already.
It's open now.
Yeah,
okay,
it's open now. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what we're going to do is move on to news from Page 2 and, of course, Smarty Pants. But before we do that, a quick reminder, we do have a giveaway this evening. What are we giving away?
We're giving away BFM goodie bag. Now, the question is, one man was well known for making iconic lion roars in The Lion King by growling into a trash can. Now, who is he? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000 and don't forget to tell us what they deserve to win as well.
Okie dokie.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
All right, then. I guess I'm going first again today.
Mm-hmm.
Happens very rarely, you know. Normally,
you
when we pick the stories, Adeline is the one going first.
Me.
So nobody likes queuing, right? Nobody.
Depends.
Nobody. What do you mean? Depends?
Okay. I don't like. Okay. Tell me.
Okay. Right. So, what would you think about if instead of just standing up in a queue, you got to sit down in a queue? It's a little bit better, right?
Okay, yeah.
A little bit better. It's dealable, right?
Yeah.
The Japanese, and in particular Nissan, are developing or have developed these chairs that if you're sat outside a restaurant waiting to get in, you're sat in a queue, and when the first person who is sat in the queue is allowed into the restaurant, that chair then automatically drives itself to the back end of the queue and the rest of the chairs shuffle up.
Oh,
how cool is this?
Super high tech, right?
It's super high tech. But it's also, you've seen Wall-E. We've all seen Wall-E, right? That's what it reminds me of, right? We're going to get to that point where people are just sitting in these chairs and been driven around the entire time up to the queue where they want to eat, driven in, sat down. You don't have to get out your chair anymore.
Yeah, but it takes up a lot of spaces, right?
Actually, no. These chairs are, they look like they're foldable. And it's a great idea, but I'm thinking to myself, people are just going to get really fat. And in Tokyo, there's around 160,000 restaurants. So where are these electric chairs all going to go at the end of the day? You know, And we had that story, was it sometime last week, where there were these robots that they were using in test labs that were escaping from the test lab. I'm just imagining this, you know, Tokyo all of a sudden waking up one morning with random chairs driving people around to places they don't want to go. No, we don't like this story. We don't like.
I know. I like it, but I'm not sure if it's going to happen in KL though.
Really? With the state of our pavements here in KL, it's definitely not happening anytime here in KL. That is for sure. Come on. Right, what have you got?
So my story, this man, he claims that, you know, God told him to start digging a hole 18 years ago. 18 years ago. So he hasn't stopped since then. So Santiago Sanchez, he's 69 years old.
Okay. This is a weird practical joke.
So he regards it as Lord's work and he devotes every waking hour to this project itself. So he said that God told him what to do and he has been carrying 90 pounds of rocks, stones and debris all the way down.
He just digs straight down?
Straight down.
And he's been doing it how many years?
He did about how many years? Oh my God.
Oh, well researched, right?
So he's 18 years.
18 years. He's been digging down for 18. How far down has he gone? Do we know?
No, they didn't say.
What does he plan to achieve? Yeah, what?
So he said he heads to the tunnel in the city of Berlin in the Western El Salvador department of Usulutan at about 3 a.m. in the morning, all the way down.
So he's just he has no idea what he's digging for.
Nope, he said God told him what to do. He just started digging 18 years ago. He said, what I am doing is a spiritual revelation from God.
You know what, Natalie? There's two of his mates sat somewhere going, can you believe he's still doing this 18 years later? I mean,
so the journalist actually interviewed him and then they went down together with him. And you know, the further you go, you have less air, oxygen and everything. Mm. So, but for this man, 69 years old, he was perfectly fine. He said no one else is allowed to go in but me.
So wait, he goes down and then at the end of the night, he goes back up and he goes back down.
So he will start digging and digging and digging. I don't know how deep the hole is, but...
Does he have a job?
No.
Oh, he's 69, so I assume not, right?
Yeah.
So that's his life.
Yeah, his wife even said, his wife supported him and a lot of people said that, you know, he's crazy, but, you know, no one knows what God is going to demand from you.
Well, we can't argue with that, I suppose. Right, Natalie, what did you have for us?
Okay, so here's my little story. Not as interesting as digging a hole for 18 years. but you know, you've heard of a lot of cases where people are injured by trying to take a selfie, Snapchat selfies, all sorts of other things. Most recently, this dude in Rajasthan, he decided, his whole village had caught a snake, like a cobra or a python or something. So they were all holding on to it, and this one dude was like, yes, I'm going to get the perfect selfie. And he just like tried to move in closer to this snake, and this snake was having none of it.
Uh-oh.
And it bit him on the shoulder.
No way.
So this guy with his perfect selfie actually had a selfie of him like kind of screaming in pain while his shoulder was being like, you know,
mid-bite.
Yes. I'm not too sure of what the photo looked like, but the dude's fine. He's still in Rajasthan, and I'm guessing he's not going to be taking any selfies.
It's going to scar him for life, man.
There was one that I was, a video, in fact, that I was watching the other day. There was some guy who'd found this enormous python somewhere. It was like on his porch or something, right? And it was just this huge black mass, and you could see what it was. Mm. And he's got his Snapchat camera out, and he's like getting closer and closer with his hand out like that. And as soon as he goes to touch it, this thing just kind of pounces. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, obviously the camera kind of flicks off on one thing or another, and you're thinking to yourself, so what happened next? You know, what did he get the picture? Did he get a good picture? You know, is his arm still there? Is the guy still alive? It worries me that people are so stupid.
I don't know why they would do that, though. I don't know. Everybody seems so engrossed in getting that one perfect picture that they don't care anymore.
Right.
It's kind of scary.
It is. I mean, just over the weekend, I was out away somewhere, and it was my mum, actually, who pointed this out. I mean, we're sat on a very nice beach somewhere, having a quiet drink at around 11 p.m. at night. There's the sound of the waves, and we look around on the beach, and there's chairs everywhere, right? People sat in these chairs, and the only thing you could see was the light of their phones. You know, and my mum's like, why is everybody on their phones? That's what we've become,
social
right?
Social media.
That's what we've become, and
technology,
it's a little bit worrying.
Technology has affected our lives.
Yeah. Man. With that being said, if you do want to tweet us, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON, and if you want to get in touch to take part in our giveaway, it's 016-201-9000.
Try not to text and drive, please.
Yeah, don't text and
drive. Yeah, stop somewhere.
Yeah, okay. So in the meantime, we're going to run onto this little thing that we call Smarty Pants. It sounds a bit like this.
Smarty Pants. 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 Smarty Pants.
Right then, the idea behind this, Natalie, is...
Oh my God.
Right? 3 minutes to answer as many questions out of the 30 as you possibly can.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
All right.
Okay? The idea is not to stick on one question for too long. Okay, so your 3 minutes start now. Serafina, Banzai, and Shenzi are all characters in which Disney series of films, Lion King or Little Mermaid?
Lion King.
Which A is another name for a slaughterhouse, an abattoir or an aviary?
Abattoir.
How many apostles are there in the painting The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci, 11 or 12?
12.
Shantung is a type of which fabric, cotton or silk?
Oh, Lord, silk.
Gleinike, Oberbaum, and Moltke are all bridges in which European city, Vienna or Berlin?
Vienna.
Berlin.
Oh, my God! Trick question.
Trick question. Portugal shares a land border with which country, Spain or Italy?
Italy.
Spain?
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. How many lanes does an Olympic swimming pool have, 8 or 10?
8.
It's 10. Which 1999 film, don't be dejected, which 1999 film relates the story of three student filmmakers who disappear while hiking in the Black Hills in Maryland? Is it Paranormal Activity or the Blair Witch Project?
Blair Witch Project.
How many wings does a bee have, 2 or 4?
4.
Right, bear with me on this one. Hippopoto monstrous equipped aleophobia is the irrational fear of long what? Words or numbers?
Oh, I thought hippopotamus is... words.
Correct. In which part of the human body is the metacarpus, the hand or the head?
Hand.
In the Harry Potter series of books, what animal does Sirius Black turn into, a dog or a cat?
Cat.
Dog. In zoology, a polypod is a creature with many what, hearts or feet?
Oh, feet.
Incheon International Airport serves which Asian cities, Seoul or Yangon?
Seoul.
In the television cartoon series, which town is the home of the Flintstones, Bedlam or Bedrock?
I'm a town in Bedrock.
Right. What number of points come after 15 in a game of tennis? Is it 20 or 30?
30.
What would you do with a sarod? Wear it or play it?
Play it.
Turkey, clover, nadler, and gutter are all terms used in which game? Bowling or curling?
Turkey bowling.
Femicide is a killing of which member of society? The elderly or women?
Women.
According to the proverb, what speaks louder than words, actions or letters?
Actions.
Dangerously in Love and B-Day are albums by which US singer, Alicia Keys or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
A Spartan is what type of fruit, an apple or a pear?
A Spartan? Pear.
It's an apple. Flamenco music originated in which European country, Portugal or Spain?
Spain.
Delphis is the scientific name for which creature, dolphin or whale?
Dolphin.
Which land animal is known as an urchin, a hedgehog or a porcupine?
Porcupine.
It's a hedgehog. Who plays psychiatrist Dr. Buddy Rydell in the 2003 film Anger Management, Jack Nicholson or Adam Sandler?
Jack Nicholson, yes.
Which bird is the unofficial national symbol of France, the rooster or the dove?
Rooster.
I'll give you one final question. What is the art of preparing, stuffing, and then mounting the skins of animals for display called? Is it embalming or taxidermy?
Taxidermy.
Correct. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Natalie Caniza.
Natalie did not freak out during Smarty Pants at all. She's still within the studio. She did very well. We managed to get through all of 28 questions out of 30. Not many people get that far, actually.
That was so intense.
Yeah.
Super.
And a lot of the questions were super long as well, so it was that kind of balance about reading them at the right speed and trying to not mispronounce hippopoto monstro equipped aleophobia.
That's
Who the heck writes that question?
Henry,
you're fired.
Well, she could have finished 30 questions, right?
Almost. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't have had that question, we'd probably have gotten all the way through it. Anyway, so what we'll do, quick reminder, we do have a giveaway. It's a BFM goodie bag. All you have to do is answer this very quick question for us.
Now, one man was well known for making iconic lion roars in The Lion King by growling into a trash can. Now, who is he? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
All right, then. Let's go through some of the questions that Natalie got wrong.
Okay, so the first one. Portugal shares a land border with which country? It's Spain. How many lanes does an Olympic swimming pool have? It's 10. In the Harry Potter series of books, what animal does Sirius Black turn into? It's dog. A Spartan is what type of fruit? It's apple.
Apple?
Apple.
Pen.
Oh, sorry.
I've been trying. Oh.
Good one.
Oh, right, okay. Let's have a drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Natalie Canisi scored 22 points.
Kaneza, is it?
Kaneza.
Just to double check.
Kaneza.
Right, Natalie, thank you very much for coming on, though. Good luck with everything at the bar.
Thank you.
Please do keep us in mind.
Definitely. We will drop by, definitely. Yeah, I would drag Richard over.
No, please.
It's what kind of bar?
We welcome old people, too.
Boom. You can come back again. I like you. Right.
I like you.
It's almost time for us to tie up for the evening, but we do have to throw out some facts that we have learned over the last couple of days. Adeline, I know you've got three. Give me one of them.
No, I need to choose. You know, I need some time.
Just
so
pick
maybe
one.
You want to go first?
Okay, I'll pick one then. Right. So we're all into biofuels, right? We like the idea of biofuels. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Sweden makes biofuel from dead rabbits.
Oh, so babies cannot recognize themselves in a mirror until they are at least 18 months old.
I still can't recognize myself in a mirror.
Now?
Particularly when I get up super early in the morning.
Sorry for you.
Well, Natalie's just said it. I'm old. You know, I'm losing my
teeth. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
I know. Anyway, we're going to take a break because we've finished for the evening, folks. But we will be back tomorrow from deepest, darkest Banda Atama. It has been that time of night. But before we do, BFM Goodie Bag, we were asking you a question. One man was well known for making iconic lion roars in The Lion King by growling into a trash can. Who is he?
Frank Walker. It says Welker here.
It's spelled Welker. Frank Welker. I'm wrong. It's Welker.
Hi, you are wrong.
Frank Welker, of course. Right. My fault. It's all because Natalie's thrown me off. Natalie, pleasure meeting you. Do come back again.
Pleasure to meet you guys, too. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.